Welcome to the weekly podcast of Upper Room Christian Fellowship in Lincoln, Nebraska. Thank you for listening.
Morning. Romans chapter 15. It would be the last time, at least for this study, you'll hear me say those words. Romans 15. But if you miss it so much, every Sunday I could just say Romans 15 and then go from there. We'll see how that works for y'all. You know that we all are creatures of habit. And if you haven't realized this, there's only one chapter left in Romans. So I'm going to ask you to turn to a different book. And it's going to automatically go to Romans. Now, may I say this to you? And you're saying, may, well, you're up there with the microphone. I don't think we can stop you. Theologians have said that if your Bible doesn't just open up automatically to Romans, you haven't read it enough. A thought. But Romans chapter 15, if you would stand for the reading of the word, you're going to say, really? You had to stand for that? Why? Because we only have four verses here. Romans chapter 15, verse 30. Now, I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from those in Judea who do not believe, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints. That I may come to you with joy by the will of God and may be refreshed together with you. Now the God of peace be with you all. Father, we just pray that you would bless our time together, Lord, as we're wrapping up this great epistle. We pray, Father, that our hearts, as we sang, would be open to your Spirit as you teach, as you minister, as you admonish, as you encourage, as you empower each of us to live out these truths that we have been so patiently, meticulously going through to learn and to grow and to implement in our lives. We come before you with the understanding, Lord, that only as your Spirit empowers us, and teaches us, and guides us, does it truly impact and change us. So, Lord, we just pray your blessing upon this time together. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I beg you, brethren. I beg you. That word actually means urging to come alongside. I beg you, brethren. Our bond. What is our bond? Through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit. We have the love of the Spirit in each of us if we've come to Christ Jesus. And the Spirit desires to pour out this love, not only infuse it in us, but to pour it out. And we've gone over that. And Paul's saying, I pray that you would come. I beg you to come alongside me as our bond together in Christ Jesus, the bond of the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me. That word strive, it means fight together. It means to wrestle together with what? In what? In prayer. Have you figured that out? Have you come to that conclusion? Prayer is a wrestling match. Not only with the enemy that is without, but sad to say, the slothfulness within. Paul said, put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers and against the rulers of darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. Why do I bring that up? Because again, there is that wrestling match. But if you will, when we pray, as it says so many times, great people have said, the enemy trembles. Now we know why it's such a hard battle in itself. But with me in prayers, we all relate to this, but notice he's saying to God for me. Paul is begging them to come beside him and wrestle together with him because of the bond of Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit. I'm in this wrestling match. I want you to join with me. Pray for me. I'm on the forefront. I'm in the battle. I need your prayers. And so is true with every missionary, every minister, everyone that goes before any congregation or group of people to lead. So simply, I too, and Caleb can say too, I urge you from alongside the bond that we have in Christ Jesus, in His Spirit, that you pray for us as we stand in the front. We are the front men. Doesn't mean we're more holier than you. It's just we're the point. We're the ones that the enemy likes to attack first and foremost. Because see, even in the past, if you've known this very well, that when he can attack a leader, when he can cause a leader to stumble and fall, then he's done a great service to his own divide. Because it weakens the faith of others. Now, it shouldn't. Remember something here. As though we are in the front, it doesn't mean we're any better than you. God says, here, take the sword, you're in the front. Now, I could say this, and I will say this, that if there is an intruder in my house, I don't throw my wife at him. I am the leader of the household, and I will stand in front. Well, it's the same here with this church. I know it may sound kind of cliche, but it's the truth. When one of you are hurting, I can tell you, Caleb and I hurt. Our spouses hurt with us because, like it or not, they're joined to us. They hurt too. Our concern is with you. Our concern is for your growth. Our concern is for your spiritual victories. That you walk closer with the Lord. That you become strengthened, taught, so that you know that even if I or Caleb or some other leader falls, you still stand true because you understand something. And it's something we continually teach here. I and Caleb may be in the front, but really what we're doing is we're just pointing to the one we're following, Jesus Christ. And that's who you're following, Jesus Christ. It's not based on us. It's not predicated on us. It's your walk. And as we grow together, as we go together, it's all about that. Your faith, you growing, you becoming the leaders in your household, leaders in studies, leaders at work, wherever that may be, that God may be glorified in and through you. Now, Paul is going to mention four prayer requests. And I think, again, I can tell you that Caleb and I can relate to each one of these. Look at verse 31. Paul says, pray to God for me that I may be delivered from those in Judea who do not believe. Paul is speaking of the non-believing Jews that oppose him. He's asking them to pray for me to be delivered from those who oppose me. Again, come alongside. Pray. For the enemy is opposing us. It's the understanding that God does stand true. He is firm and He is strong. But we are so weak. Even Paul understood this. It's a physical and spiritual battle. Pancakes on my mind? No, that's not. battle. It's a battle. Striving together in this battle. Notice what else too. He says in verse 31, that I may be delivered from those in Judea who do not believe, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints. Now, this is the interesting thing. See, he was going to Jerusalem. He knew he was going to combat with those non-believing Jews who thought he was a traitor, but also the believing Jews, because they felt that he's left Moses. And really, if you will, the relationship between Jew and Gentile was still struggling a bit. So Paul was going to take this Gentile offering to the believing Jews of telling, we are brothers together. Accept this. Accept it from your brothers that are Gentiles. So he was asking them that they too would be open to receive what God had for them from other believers. If you will, that too is our request. It's for you. That when we minister to you, that you would be open to what God's Spirit was doing in your heart, in your life, through the passages we're going through. Through the truth that God is trying to speak to you personally. And you know, I understand something. Just because we're going through something in the Word of God doesn't mean that exactly what I'm saying is ministering to you. You could be reading the Word of God and the Spirit of God is ministering something totally different to you in His truth. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's to be open. And I pray that is your understanding, that when you enter in here, that you're open to God to speak to you. As He so longs to. And the truth of the matter is, are we open to hear? This is what Paul said to the Corinthians. He said, oh, Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You're not restricted by us, but you're restricted by your own affections. Not in return for the same. I speak as to children. You also be open. Now, again, it's not my words to you, except for the last part. Be open. And I do pray that I'm open to you as well as Caleb. Open to the understanding that we are just flesh and blood, that we too are weak, that we, again, asking you to come alongside to pray for us because we are not these super saints. I don't want you to do this, but I can suggest something to you. If you want to know just how fallible I am, just talk to my wife. We'll give her a few minutes to conjure up everything that she can list, because it may take a while. Because I am not perfect. Neither is Caleb. But we understand it. It's been said and it's so true. You know what a pastor is? A pastor is basically the one that has the experience in the hospital. See, I know where to go for certain cuts and certain bruises. I know because I've been there. I know how it is to stumble over a rock, and it's the same rock, because I've stumbled over the same rock. But I can still say there's hope, because God does deliver. God is faithful. And again, I'm just sharing the different rooms. Go in this room, you need to be ministered, but it always is the same physician. It's God. He's the counselor. He's the comforter. He's the one that heals the broken heart. He's the one who ministers. And again, that is the blessing of for all of us. But in understanding that, again, I pray that you have an open heart. What is it the Lord wants to minister to you? What is it when you come in here? And listen, because sometimes we think it's a certain thing. That you think, oh, I need this, Lord. You need to talk to me in this certain area. But the Lord doesn't want to talk to you about that area. There's something totally different He wants to speak to you. That's what it means to be open. Sometimes we so focus on our pain or our questions that we miss what the Spirit wants to minister to us. And again, that's what we're talking about here, is to be open to receive what God's Spirit has for you. So that's number two. Look at now with 32. And that I may come to you with joy by the will of God and may be refreshed together with you. Now, Paul's desire was to come to Rome. But notice, Paul's joy was to be in the will of God. See, my desire may be totally different from the will of God. The will of God, Jesus said, I have come to do the will of my Father. No other greater joy I have in this than to do my Father's will. Now, us as pastors, that's our desire for you to pray for us. Then everything that we do in the will of God, not our desires, but the will of God. And if you will, that reflects you too. To come in here and desiring the will of God. Because if you don't understand this, then let's go over it again. Your life is not yours. God. He knows the number of days you have on this earth. He has certain gifts that he desires to give you and to use in you. No, there's not one of you that's excluded. If you don't feel you have a gift from God, then you have not listened and been open to what He wants to do through you. So we always kind of pigeonhole these certain gifts at God. We think, okay, this is what He has for me. Or it's this, or it's that. But if you're open, you'll be amazed that you'll do exactly, possibly, what you think you can't do, and you're the one doing it. Because again, it's not you who does it, but God. Remember something, God doesn't look for those that have the ability, said this many times, God's looking for those that are available, that are open, that will listen, that you allow to be used by Him. But again, it's all about the will of God. And if you will, that's what I desire, that's what I beseech from you, that's what I beg of you. Come alongside in this battle and pray for the will of God to be done in this church. Always. Always. No matter what that is. Now, the fourth one you'll notice is what it was. Is he said, be refreshed together. See, to be ministered by each other. It's a two-way street. That you pray, how can I be a minister to the minister? Well, it doesn't mean bring me flowers or Caleb. It doesn't mean to bring gifts. Really, if you will, the greatest refreshing is just to hear you say, hey, I'm praying for you. Because we're in this together. It's a battle, yes, but you know what? We know the victor. There's victory in Christ. Always is. But to be encouraged, too, in what God's doing in your life. What God ministered to you this week. Do you know I need to hear that too? I need to hear what God's doing in your life. I need to hear what God had did this week for you. This past day. This morning. The good news. Even something simple. Simple if I lost my car keys. Couldn't find them. Went through everything. Then I just said, I give up. I got on my knees and said, Lord, help me find my keys. And lo and behold, something popped in your head. You went over there and sure enough, there they were. How they got there, you don't know, but there they were. To hear God's moving in your life refreshes me, refreshes Caleb. It's the same God. And He ministers to each of us. Now let's quickly go over these things. Did the Christian Jews accept the gift? Yes. Was he delivered from those who opposed him? Yes. But it was that non-believing Jews were about ready to kill him. And then the Lord used the Romans to save him. Was it God's will for Paul to come to Rome? You bet. In chains. Was Paul mutually refreshed with the Roman church? Uh-huh. But again, all this not the way that he had listed and planned. But God did it. Now, if you will, this is a short message, but still it's impactful, especially this part. I want you to notice something. In Romans chapter 15, Paul did three benedictions to the Romans. Look at verse 5. Chapter 15, look at verse 5. He said, "Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus." God of patience and comfort, God who is patient with us, has called us to come alongside, to be comforted, encouraged, to be consoled, to be exalted, to be like-minded, according toward Christ and down from Christ, to be like Christ. What does that mean? Well, if you will, now look at verse 13. "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." The God of hope fill you with all joy. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." Overflowing. Abundant. Might be saying, how's that come? Through Him, Jesus. Is He your joy? Is He my joy? To understand that then is that I am filled with all joy and peace. Jesus, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Now, listen, as we're reading these passages, again, it comes back to me. Am I open to this? Am I open to receive what God is trying to speak to me here? That He is the one that is full of joy. And that He bestows that upon me. See, the joy of the Lord is my strength. It's the joy of understanding my fellowship and relationship with Him. That He has given me peace through His Son. Peace that now I can come to Him and understand that He receives me and accepts me for who I am because of whose I am. Christ who died on the cross for me, He is mine and I am His. Abound, abundance, and hope. Our hope we find is Christ in me. Now, really, if you will, to unpack that in our little finite minds would really, and it should, take eternity. To think this through, and just for a minute, be open with me. Christ in you. That is where the hope is. No matter where you find yourself right now, because Christ is in you, you have hope. Victory has been given to you in Christ. We are more than conquerors through Him. No matter what you find yourself in, you have hope. And in that hope should bring peace and joy. But it also, if you will, there's power. Power and the strength and the ability of the Holy Spirit in you. Paul started this epistle by saying, "Concerning His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David, according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God, with power according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead." And then John in his epistle says, "By this we know that we abide in Him, and He in us, because He has given us His Spirit." What does that mean? Let's unfold it for a second. Christ in you, hope, peace, power to change. To change what? Your circumstances? No. It can be. But even more important, change us. That we may be filled with all joy. You feel you lack power? I do many times. and I find something, the reason why I'm lacking power, because I'm desiring something and it's not happening. I'm not open to what God wants to do in His will. But when I submit to His will, then I sense the strength, the power. And sometimes you want to know what it is? It's sometimes just to stand and to endure. Because He's with me. And He's with you. And with God, again, there is nothing impossible. And the last one, if you will, let's look at verse 33 once more. Now the God of peace be with you all. He who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ desires to fellowship with us. To know that Christ is within me, that's amazing in itself. But to add to the fact that God desires to be with me. He's got me covered inside and out. Again, to what? To bring fellowship. How? Because He brought peace by His Son. And in giving me peace, He's given me hope. And in giving me hope, He's given me joy. And given me joy, I understand now I have power. Not to do what I desire, but to do what He wills. So, I beseech thee, come alongside this ministry. Be in prayer, not only for Caleb and I, but for the will of God to be done here. It'll be a constant theme. As long as I stand here before you, I will always preach the same. Christ Jesus and Him glorified. He is the one that we give all the glory, the praise, and the honor. That's the reason why we come together. There is no hope apart from Him. There's no joy. There's no peace. And when we seek it otherwise, we find ourselves empty, desiring more, desiring something. And really, it ends with this, that God desires the fellowship with each of us. Every day of our lives, it never changes. No matter your circumstances nor mine, His desire is to fellowship with us. Can I give you an inside information? That's why He saved you, is to have fellowship with you. Isn't that amazing? That in itself should bring us joy. But if you would stand with me, let's pray. Father, we just thank You for these truths. We thank You, Lord, that You have given them to us. And Lord, we pray for Your forgiveness of the times that we're not open to You. Lord, once again, we lift up this body to You, that You do Your will, what You desire in and through it. Bless it, use it, empower it. Let there be joy and love and peace here, not because we're conjuring it up, but because of Your Spirit that moves here and our openness to receive the truth that You have given each of us, the power of Your Word and the truth of this testimony, and that Your Spirit works all these things out for Your glory and Your purpose in our lives, in the life of this church. So again, Lord, my prayer for each of us is that we would take ownership of the fellowship that we have together here. And that we would truly learn to refresh each other and the truth of who You are and what You're doing in our lives. So, Father, I just pray Your blessing be upon this church. And with that, I pray also this. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus. And that the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the God of peace be with you all. Amen.